ban on the marketing and sale of amber bead jewellery as teething aids for small children has been announced by the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission. Its Director of Communications, Gráinne Griffin, joins us now. Gráinne Griffin, these beads, they're used as teething aids in the form of necklaces, bracelets and anklets. They supposedly relieve pain, but there's no scientific evidence for that, is there?
There's absolutely no scientific evidence for it whatsoever. And in fact, this jewellery, rather than being a remedy, it's actually just really dangerous. So our product safety team have been working with retailers in Ireland to get them taken off the market where they're being advertised as teething aids for babies.
And how are they dangerous?
Well, I suppose there's a couple of golden rules when you're working in product safety. And essentially, if you're working with babies or anything for babies or for children under the age of three, there just can't be any kind of strings or cords or anything like that in it, because there's always going to be that risk of strangulation, that it'll tighten around the baby's neck. And similarly, there can't ever be any small pieces, because a baby could, you know, inhale them or swallow them or choke. And these jewellery, they have both of those things. So they have strings, cords designed to go around a baby's neck, but also they're made up of very small pieces. Like, the jewellery can break apart and then that can cause a choking risk.
Are you aware of any tragedies involving them?
Thankfully, we're not aware of any that are in Ireland, but there have been internationally quite a number of cases reported, including the death of a toddler in the States from amber teething jewellery.
Had there been warnings about their safety before?
There have been. I mean, I think this isn't a new issue. This has come up before. Amber teething jewellery is simply not safe. It shouldn't be for sale. And you've seen warnings go out both in Ireland, but also in Australia and in the States. However, we have found that these products have come back on to the market in Ireland. And we've had reports in from consumers, actually, to say that they had seen them for sale. And I suppose I would like to say thank you to those people who have reported them in, because while our product safety team are really proactive and we can do inspections and we'll do sweeps and we will go out there and we will look for unsafe products, consumers really are our eyes and ears on the ground. And those kind of reports in mean that we can then act very quickly in terms of getting in touch with the retailer, getting the products taken off the market, and potentially then looking to go that step further, you know, to find out how are these coming into Ireland in the first place. And, you know, we do a lot of work with other European authorities, and we can connect up with other European authorities who work in the same area there, to potentially try and stop that supply at a higher level.
So if retailers continue to sell them, what will happen?
Well, with retailers, we've found that there hasn't been a need for any more formal enforcement action, because no retailer really wants to be selling a product that effectively could lead to the death of a baby or a small child. So we've found that we've had really positive engagement with retailers. But we would encourage them to, if you are selling them, you can get in touch. We can give you more information on why they're unsafe. And the HSE have been working with us on that as well, to make sure that retailers are informed of the risks and can be confident, you know, that the products they sell are safe for children.
And presumably you'd encourage parents to be aware as well, because these products presumably could still be bought online.
They could potentially still be bought online. They can potentially still be bought in a shop. You know, like some of the businesses that we came across, they're not necessarily big businesses. This might just be you're in your local chemist, and, you know, beside the teething products, there's a little row of bracelets labelled as something that would help with teething. And if you do see that, you should firstly make the retailer aware that, you know, these products are not safe. You can report them into us. But yeah, I think for parents, teething can just be such a difficult time. It can be so stressful. And obviously, if your child, your baby's in pain, that's very difficult to watch. But really, these products are not a solution to that. They are simply a risk.
Thank you very much indeed. Gráinne Griffin, Director of Communications with the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission.